Don't pay attention to Dr. Daniel's admonitions. They are unnecessarily complicated. That's why I started making recipes. There's only one thing to deal with, and that's getting used to it. So when I first started, I diluted the turpentine 1 in 1,000. That means I took a 2-ounce size eyedropper bottle, the brown kind, the amber. Let's say you went to Sprouts Market to get a 2-ounce eyedropper bottle, a brown one, and you put one drop of turpentine in there, and then, in other words, actually you should get 2 eyedropper bottles. One you fill with straight turpentine, and then you take one drop from the straight one and put it in the empty bottle, and then you fill the bottle up to the neck with good clean water, not tap water, and you shake it up. And that will be a dilution of around 1,000 to 1. So you will have added 1,000 drops of water to the one drop of turpentine. And you start with that. And then once you get accustomed to that, then you think about, you know, making several drops of that, and then maybe risking going to straight turpentine, just one drop. I mean, you build up, because a sick body is a weak body. And in a sick body, you're going to kill off a bunch of pathogens, but you still have a weak body. The tissues are very delicate because the pathogens made them delicate. And that's why turpentine is so god-awful strong at first, because we have bodies that are so tender, so vulnerable, that it would be ridiculous to start right off the bat with a full dosage right away. And that's all you have to pay attention to. You don't have to do anything else than what she says. So I literally put turpentine on my meal. Twice a day, when I eat lunch and I eat dinner, I put turpentine on top of the food. And there's no sugar, you know. What I do is I pick something to combine the turpentine with. And what I found is a pretty good alternative to sugar is yogurt, full-fat yogurt. So I'll spread my food around on the plate. Let's say I'll put the beans, the black beans paste, on the bottom of the plate, and then I'll put the pasta noodles on top of that, or if I had rice, I would put that on top. And then I put all my herbs and spices, and then I layer the, and any oil, I'll put that on, and then I'll layer the yogurt on top of everything else, and then take let's say 3 or 4, full eyedropper fulls of turpentine straight, and drop it around all around this top surface of the yogurt. And that's it. Just eat the meal. You know? I mean, but it took me a while to get to that point. It took me a long time to get to that point. In fact, it took me a couple months. So don't expect overnight results for transition, because when you clear out the pathogens, which are eating up the flesh of the body, that's why the body is so tender and so vulnerable to turpentine, because it's so delicate. Pathogens literally feast on us, and they also feast on the food that we feed ourselves. They get to it first. So you're taking away the thief who is stealing the food that we eat, but you're also taking away the parasite that is eating ourselves alive. And so what happens is you got to wait for the body to replace the tissue that they ate up, and that takes time. And it's only when the body replaces the missing tissue that doesn't get eaten up all over again do you get strong enough to handle a stronger dose. That's the way I think of it anyway. That helps me reason through why I'm able to up the dosage and why it takes so long. I mean, it literally took about 2-3 months. But you just be diligent, you know, haphazard, whatever, but you start really small and you build up gradually. You can do her protocol. I mean, I didn't like white sugar, so I used coconut sugar. Or I could have used, I ordered, I didn't come yet, granulated maple sugar. It doesn't matter. Just so long, I mean, you could start with sugar, you know. I mean, if you want to go with her way, go with her way. That's what I did. But eventually, I felt the need to give myself something more than sugar, because it was becoming a meal. And even though I was doing it at breakfast, which I normally don't eat, it felt imbalanced. But this was only because I was ready to make a change. It felt imbalanced because all it was sugar and there was no nutrition there other than the sugar. So then I started adding butter, yogurt, nut butter, cheese. I'll have cheese with the meal, you know. And if I wanted a sweet treat, it would be this special kind of fudge that has no flour in it. It's just butter and sugar and flavoring and nothing else. And when I run out, I'll go to the market and be sure and get my own butter and make my own fudge at home the way they do at the local market here in the wintertime. They don't make it any other time of the year except in the winter. In the summertime, they make regular chocolate fudge, you know, with the flour, wheat flour in it. But I don't like that. I like the butter and the sugar and just that, because that's the kind of snack food I had when I was a kid on top of graham crackers, just butter and sugar. So, and I would put on mostly butter and sugar, and the graham cracker was there just to hold it. I wasn't interested in the graham cracker. So now I know when I want a snack food, then that's what I do. And since I have all this healthy sugar, because the market now sells coconut sugar, and I ordered some maple granulated sugar, I got myself two choices of healthy sugar, and I can blend that with the butter and make my own fudge when I run out of this supply, which I know I will eventually in the around mid-summer. So this is what I do, and this is what I do now, because I have to, because I know I'm so pathologically challenged. I mean, I've gotten over most of the cancer problem, but I have a parasite problem up the gazoo, and this seems to be the only natural way to do it, because I've seen people call turpentine an essential oil, and when I felt it between my fingers, it had that greasy feel of a light oil that you would add to a carrier oil for massage. For instance, apricot oil is very thin, but even thinner are essential oils like rosemary, for instance, you know, lavender. All those essential oils are very thin, and that's kind of like the consistency of turpentine when you feel it between your fingers. It has that kind of lightness to it. So it is an essential oil of the pine tree. It's a hell of an idea for killing off pathogens, because I was able to eat fish several days in a row, once or twice a day, and not get sick. And for me, that's impossible. My whole lifetime, except when I came off the fast when I was a teenager, that was the only time I could eat fish and not get sick. My whole lifetime I get sick, and I knew why. The pathogens were getting to it before I could, because it's nutritious. And a vegan diet is a starvation diet. It's healthy because we starve ourselves of nutrition that the pathogens get to, and they proliferate, and before we know it, the value that we're getting from the food is dwarfed by the toxins that we get from the pathogens feeding off the food that we are now feeding the pathogens, and we don't even get a chance to eat a whole lot of. But it's mainly the toxins they produce, because they love stuff like fish. And they go to town, and then they produce toxins like crazy that are more toxic than if we feed them strictly vegan a diet. Then the toxins they put out is far less toxic. And if we feed them only fruits and vegetables by feeding ourselves only fruits and vegetables, then the toxins that the pathogens put out is so nominally toxic that we'll never get sick, even though we may be loaded with pathogens. So this is why people go on a raw food, fruit, and vegetable diet, is because the pathogens are making them sick. And turpentine solves the problem without having to change your diet. Now, eventually I stopped eating fish because I just grew out of it. I needed to at first, because the turpentine made me aware of the fact that I was so weak physically. It wasn't my mind that was spacing out. It was my body that was spacing out. So I ate the fish. I grounded the body. And then I grew out of the need to eat the fish. But I keep up with the turpentine to make sure the pathogens don't come back and eat me up alive like they have been my whole lifetime. I know I've been deteriorating, and largely due to them, I just didn't know how to deal with it. Now, chlorine dioxide, you might remember I was doing that, like when we were at the TM Center in Beverly Hills. That stuff is bizarre. I would never go back to that. And so I had an issue with, well, what do I use? If I can't use chlorine dioxide because it's too weird and caustic and just strange, it's unnatural. But turpentine comes from a plant, and although it's a distillate, it's not a whole food, it's natural. And the body seems to tolerate it very well. It's just a question of how healthy are you? You know, the more healthy you are, the less irksome is it to take the stuff. And that's probably only because you're healthy to begin with. So obviously we take the stuff because we want to get healthier. Now, the only thing I'll agree with Dr. Daniels are two things: drinking and the bowels. And there's a product on Amazon called Regulax, and you might find it in the health food store. I don't know. It's a very mild herbal laxative. It contains Chinese rhubarb is the second ingredient, but the primary ingredient is senna. It is so mild that the possibility of cramping from a severe laxative is very remote, but it can happen. And when I get cramps, I know to take bone meal tablets, and that takes care of the cramps. And if I get cramps in my those are cramps in my gut, I'll take the bone meal. But if I get cramps in my feet, then I know to take magnesium potassium supplement. And if my heart races, then I take potassium iodide. So there's still certain side effects that I have to take that have to do with regulating the mineral balance in the bloodstream, in the tissues, so that I don't get cramps and I don't get a racing heart from all the toxins flooding the bloodstream from the dead pathogens. And that's where the potassium iodide comes in handy. So those are the three side caveats that she doesn't mention. But the one about the laxative, I do take a Regulax, only one a day, though, because that's all I need. My poop comes out smooth, and there's some strain, but not too much. So I'm a lot better now than I used to be, and it's because I take the Regulax and also because I take the turpentine twice a day now. I'm probably taking at least a tablespoon a day, but probably more than that, probably 2 tablespoons a day. So I bought a large quantity to... And it's not easy to transfer out of the bottle and into an eyedropper bottle. It doesn't pour easily, so I have to use a funnel to get it in there. And I still put everything on top of a plate because I spill it and dribble it all over the place. And that way, at least it collects on the plate and not on the counter, hopefully. Anyway, that's what I have to suggest. And it's powerful stuff, and it's natural stuff. And it's taken me this long to discover how beneficial it is, but it is more powerful than anything else I've ever used. I mean, I still like wheatgrass, but wheatgrass is nutritious. It doesn't get rid of parasites. And this is such an oversight in the health field, how much illness is created by parasites and other pathogens that go along with parasites. We really are ignorant, socially ignorant. And I love it that the slave... our American slaves had this technology before the slavery died and the technology died with them. It's very unfortunate, but hopefully, slowly, it'll make a comeback. I mean, that's why I even post on Amazon, because they sell this product on Amazon. I did a review, and my latest review is a recipe for using, you know, making a candy out of it, to try to encourage people to think of it as a food, not just as a... I mean, it can be combined with foods, not just that you have to do it the way Dr. Daniels says. And they don't say anything on those reviewers. Those reviewers, they just say it's good for you, try it, the sugar turpentine protocol, and then they don't say anything else. So I add the link so that they can download Dr. Daniels' ebook. It's a good place to start, let's put it that way. But I've learned to be flexible and intelligent about its use. And you don't have to do it exactly like she says. Now, the last comment I have to make is the drinking of the water. Up until the point at which I took the turpentine twice a day with every meal, I could not drink water. And you know that. But I've only had that problem for the last 12 years, ever since the antifreeze poisoning. Before that, I could drink water fine. I didn't have to drink juices as a crutch for drinking fluids. So if I take turpentine with every meal, I can now drink water throughout the day. And I can keep drinking it and keep drinking it, and I don't have any problems. I can drink water. With the meal, I'll take something like tomato juice or VA juice as a treat. I don't have to. I could still drink water if I wanted to. But I treat myself, because I'm such a good boy, the rest of the day drinking nothing but water, I figure I deserve a treat during the meal. But it's such a relief to be able to drink water now in any amount just like the good old days. And only because I'm using so much turpentine, and I make sure I combine it with all my food, because I don't want the pathogens to get the leg up, to get any advantage over me. I don't want to give them a break. I want to keep at them, killing them off, because I know how quickly they proliferate when given the chance. And I can't afford to let that happen ever again. So, at least for the moment, and probably for a considerable length of time, because it takes a while to get rid of these guys, I have to continue to take it with every meal and not skip it, because I'd rather fast, to tell you the truth, because I'll be feeding them if I don't take turpentine with my food. And I'll pay for it later. So I'm not sure I would want to eat as a shortcut, you know, if I didn't have access to turpentine and I had to eat. I can't imagine wanting to go through that. So this has been a great boon, and I'm really appreciative, and I hope these comments will help you figure things out.